much of an effect will President Biden have on the midterms? I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's a question facing candidates as we near the midterm elections in just over 2 weeks.
In his interview on MSNBC, President Biden made the following claim.
I have more substantive experience on the issues facing the country, both in foreign policy and domestic policy, than any president ever.
Many critics point to the president's hasty withdrawal from Afghanistan, others to his trip to Saudi Arabia, failing to get more oil pumped. His supporters credit his handling of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Domestically, inflation and crime have not helped Democrats on the campaign trail.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Illegal immigration remains another hot topic moving into the midterms. The government announcing Friday there was a record 2.3 million migrant encounters at the southern border in the past fiscal year. Arizona Republican gubernatorial nominee Kerry Lake told Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo the Biden administration's handling of the crisis is horrible.
We're seeing that our federal government is siding with the cartels. They're siding with the traffickers. It's shocking.
Lake is running against Democratic opponent Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has ended speculation about a comeback, saying he will not run to lead the Conservative Party. After he was ousted in July amid scandals, Johnson was widely expected to run to replace Liz Truss, who quit last week. Authorities in Costa Rica have found the bodies of an adult and a child in the search for six people believed to be victims of a plane crash. It's believed German businessman Rainer Schaller was among them. In 2020, Schaller acquired Gold's Gym, which was in bankruptcy proceedings due to the pandemic. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As polls show, Republicans headed for a House majority after the midterms. Current Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats can still hold the chamber.
Speaker Pelosi says with roughly 2 weeks before Election Day, Democrats are getting people out to vote. While Republicans have focused on the economy and crime, Democrats have championed abortion rights. Speaker Pelosi says one doesn't outweigh the other.
It's about both. And I can tell you that that issue is very, very provocative.
Pelosi opposed the overturn of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court. While polling shows a likely House majority for Republicans, Senate control is still a toss-up, with Democrats hoping to improve on the current 50-50 split. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Top White House officials are set to be deposed after being accused of working with tech companies to suppress speech about the COVID pandemic. Fox's Alexandria Hoff with more.
This lawsuit alleges that collusion between administration officials and major tech companies resulted in stripping Americans of their First Amendment rights. The case was brought forth by the attorneys general of Louisiana and Missouri. Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Terry Doty found that the plaintiffs satisfied the burden of proof needed for the high-profile testimony, writing this, quote, plaintiffs argue that even if Dr. Fauci can prove he never communicated with social media platforms about censorship, there are compelling reasons that suggest Dr. Fauci has acted through intermediaries and acted on behalf of others in procuring the social media censorship of credible scientific opinions.
Dr. Fauci and former press secretary Jen Psaki are among Biden officials to be deposed. 2 days of tribal fighting in Sudan's south killed at least 220 people. Fighting in the Blue Nile province was which borders Ethiopia and South Sudan, reignited earlier this month over a land dispute. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.